going back 50 years ago, then what, how big was your role in the film?
I had my lines were guns primed and ready, sir. I must have said it 1,000 times through the film. I was Colonel Travis's gun captain, one of the gunners, and so I would light the cannon after they tell me. I'd say, guns primed and ready, sir. They'd say, fire, sir. And I'd light the cannon. And it was my first film, and through John Wayne, I became a member of Screen Actors Guild, which got my film and television career going. So,
how many days were you on the set?
Well, I was on the set 3 months.
Wow. Okay. So you did spend a good time, even with so few lines. You were there.
Yeah. Well, we were there. I was there. You know, and so they kept me on the film. My last day was December 16th, 1959, and they may have shot another week or so after that. And they had been filming a couple of weeks before I was hired.
What was it like on the set? I mean, how? Because I was wondering, because if John Wayne operated the same way Ford did, with bringing the company together and really making a kind of almost a camp-like atmosphere out of it.
It was almost a family-like atmosphere. Of course, there was 1,000 people on the set every day. You had a half a dozen directors, assistant directors, and it was a professional-made film, no doubt about that. But we had a good time, and we'd go to the commissary for dinner, and it was just really a very, very nice time in my life. I was really excited. It got me started, and I got to see how major films were made at a very early age.
Do you have a memorable story of something you observed while you were watching?
Yeah. Apparently, Mr. Wayne and Richard Widmark had I don't know what the confrontation was about, but I walked up just as Widmark called him a son of a bitch and walked off the set. And Duke came after him, and he was laughing. He caught him and said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry." Apparently, they had some kind of misunderstanding about the scene. But that was very exciting. And for the most part, we just filmed every day. Unfortunately, my roommate got killed coming back from Mexico. There was a horrible car wreck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there were several people of the crew killed coming back from Mexico. And then a few weeks later, a girl named... I think her name was LaJeanne Etheridge, got a role in the film, and her boyfriend got jealous of her and killed her one night. So there was a lot of things happening outside of the movie itself. And I remember, one of the things I remembered is that when they arraigned him at the courthouse in Brackettville, apparently they called Mr. Wayne in to identify him. Of course, he didn't know who he was. He was an extra. And so Wayne was in his Davy Crockett uniform, and the assailant was standing up on the steps on the Brackettville courthouse, and Wayne pointed at him, and this was in the San Antonio Express and the Del Rio Times and all of that. He pointed at him and said, "Is that the son of a bitch that did it?" But those are, anyway, I don't know whether you can put that on the radio or not, but yeah, it was a good film. I enjoyed very much of it, but in fact, I've been in a lot of television, a lot of major films. I've worked opposite Marlon Brando and George C. Scott. But this film I remember the most just because of the idea of working in a film with John Wayne. That did it all for me. I saw him a couple of times after that. I saw him at a party, a Headliners Club party in Austin. And then I saw him at a boxing match in Los Angeles. And he was always very nice and very gentlemanly, but very much a man, very strong in his beliefs, and I have a tremendous respect for him and his family.
And he took you on, and this being your first film, took you on a path to a long career, obviously.
It did. I still work. I was very heavy into television in the 50s. I did parts on The Andy Griffith Show, Petticoat Junction, Guns of Will Sonnet, many westerns, and I've starred in a couple of films, and I played opposite Marlon Brando and George C. Scott in a movie called The Formula. And I'm still working. I've done a half a dozen roles in films shot here in Texas.
Great.
So I own a home in Austin, and I live in Los Angeles. So I've got the best of all worlds. But it's good to be home again, and I'm so pleased to be here tonight. And I really appreciate John Farkas, who's one of the producers, promoters of this gala event. I appreciate his friendship very much.
Thank you, Mr. Brewer.
And thank you, sir.